You came to Oklahoma City in
1947.
And you were 26 years old by that time.
Right.
Wow. I don't know what your faith is.
I was a lifelong Catholic. And only about 5 years ago or less, three or so, I changed from a Roman Catholic to an English Catholic. I'm now an Episcopalian, which don't believe it, what they say. That means English Roman Catholic.
But how your life was spared through all that time, just to 1947, is truly an amazing story right there.
Thank you for saying that.
Right there. Did you ever see your parents again?
No. I called them from Amsterdam right after the end of World War II. And they were reluctant to speak to me. They were behind the Iron Curtain. But I very directly asked my mother if they would emigrate to the U.S. My mother said no, and her reasons were sincere and very European. I cannot live in a country whose language I don't understand. Very European reaction. But I understood. I never spoke to my father. He was in bad health at that time. He died about 3 or 4 years after the end of war. Spoke to my sister, who didn't want to leave Poland for the same reasons. But they were so guarded that I really could not speak freely with them. Holland was the only place in Europe from which you could call long distance into Poland. And I was lucky that I somehow knew that. So I flew from Oklahoma City to Amsterdam and used a Dutch phone to get into my parents' home. They were back in Lodz when I spoke to them.
Well, how long
ago? That was in 47.
Okay, so this is after the war then. After the war, you weren't able to go back ever and see them again.
No, because I knew I would be killed. I was in the right-wing, anti-communist Polish armed forces. I was connected with the people who didn't return from England to Poland right after the end, when the Soviet Polish government called on us to return. The numbers are a bit hazy. The Brits say that at the end of World War II, there were 200,000 Polish people in the British military. Well, I think that's much too low. I think about 650,000, whatever the total number. Only a very small part of those who were there were willing to return. And the remainder had to be resettled by the British. Those who married British women or British men were allowed to stay in England. Those who were in the Air Force were allowed to stay in England. But everybody else had to be resettled. They opened Canada, New Zealand, and Australia to the Poles.
So you come to Oklahoma City, then you continue your schooling, and you graduated from Oklahoma City University?
Yes, sir.
And later a master's degree from New York University Law School?
Right.
In 1953, at 32 years old, you became a U.S. citizen. So from 47 to 53, was that all taken up with schooling?
From 47 to 53 was all schooling. All schooling.
And you became a U.S. citizen then, and that had to be a moment that you remember to this very day.
I was very lucky, although I didn't need to be a citizen when I was admitted to the Oklahoma bar. I didn't realize that. I wanted to have a citizenship before my admission to the bar, thinking maybe I needed to be a citizen. it turned out that Oklahoma was the only state in the Union that did not require one to become a member of her state bar to be a U.S. citizen. But I was. I got my citizenship about 2 months before I became a lawyer.
You served as the administrative director of the Oklahoma State Court System for about 9 years then.
9 years, yes, sir.
And then 1977, when you were 56, you became a judge in what is now Oklahoma Workers' Compensation Board.
Compensation Court.